USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a key witness in the House Democrats' partisan impeachment inquiry, was fired from the National Security Council and escorted out of the White House on Friday. President Trump is cheering the latest jobs figure that shows the United States added 225,000 jobs in the month of January. The president, talking in North Carolina, says his administration is working hard to improve an already strong economy.
Together we're building the most inclusive economy and the most inclusive society ever to exist. We're fighting for great jobs, great education, safe homes, and a limitless future.
The National Transportation Safety Board says there was no evidence of engine failure in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and 7 others. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Democratic-led Virginia Senate is passing sweeping LGBTQ bills. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Virginia Senate and House have passed sweeping LGBT rights protection legislation that bans discrimination in public accommodations, employment, and housing based on one's sexual orientation and gender identity. The so-called Virginia Values Act passed the House 59-35 and the Senate 30-9 on Thursday. Each chamber must now vote on the other's version of the bill before it goes on to Governor Ralph Northam's desk to sign.
ViacomCBS is planning to enter the crowded streaming marketplace. The company announced it will build on CBS All Access and Viacom assets Pluto TV, Nickelodeon, BET, MTV, Comedy Central, and Paramount Pictures. The base service will cost less than $10 a month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Kansas City Chiefs won their first Super Bowl in 50 years. It was extra special as the founder of the team, Lamar Hunt, is credited with coining the term Super Bowl. Clark Hunt, chairman, CEO, and co-owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, joins Fox News to talk about how the franchise got its start with his father, Lamar Hunt.
Well, the Dallas Texans, my dad's team, started in 1960 as part of the formation of the American Football League. And even though the NFL had told them that Dallas was a horrible market for pro football, they changed their mind very quickly, and the Cowboys came into existence as a result. So both the Cowboys and the Texans coexisted in Dallas for 3 years. They were both playing in the same stadium, and neither team was doing very well. So after a couple of years, my dad decided that he would move his team to Kansas City, which he did in 1963, and it became the Kansas City Chiefs at that point.
Hunt also talks about how much faith plays a role in his family.
Well, my faith, my Christian faith, is the most important thing to me. In terms of priorities, it's faith, family, and football in that order. It's something that we believe as an organization. We're blessed to have a chapel service for our fans on game days, and we have a great chaplain for the team who does so much to grow the players spiritually.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.